So today, we're going to doing the sugya of Nimtza Dam BeHashtana, which we've talked a lot about, but we never really did the sugya directly. So basically, the question at hand is, a woman urinates, and there's blood in the urine, so how do we view that blood? Do we say that's probably Dam Nida? Well, we say no. What is it doing with the urine? Probably it's a urinary tract infection. That's probably damaka. So that's a big difference. And if we would say it's damnida, would we say that it's a shayla v'daraisa, or only a shayla v'darabanan? Is there a hargasha here? Not hargasha? So these are the questions that are relevant to this discussion.
Is this a frequent child that comes up?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha shish osa tzracheha, so she's relieving herself, or osa dam, v'me omer imomedes t'meya, im yosheves t'hora. So, Ramea says there's a difference whether the woman was sitting or standing. So, what's the difference? So, the Gemara says, "Maishna amedes namin meraglayim hader lemokar vaisidam." Yeshev is nami namer meraglayim hader lemokar vaisidam. So, the question is like this: you see, when she is Yosheves, is much more relaxed. Person sitting down is much more relaxed. So when they're relaxed, so then the dam is coming out in the urine is coming out in the natural way, the dam is coming out. So, but if she's omedis, she might have to straighten herself. So if a woman sees dam and she's omedes, so then the likelihood is that she was straining herself when she's relieving herself, and then that meraglayim is not coming out just in the regular form coming from the urinary tract, but it's going to reroute itself into the makor and bring along with it dam nida, if she's omedes. That's a possibility. If she's yosheves, so then the meraglayim is coming out naturally, no strain, and therefore there's no need to assume, no reason to assume that it would have rerouted itself. So if it's coming out in a natural way, it's going out through the urinary tract, and then any blood that would come out with it is blood from the urinary tract, and blood from the urinary tract is damaka, because as we know, any blood that's not minamakor is damaka. So Rameya says, so it depends. Imomedes tmeya. If she's omedes, she's tmeya, because then we assume that the urine was rerouted into the, because since she had to strain herself, into the makor. Im yosheves, but if she's sitting down, then she is tahora, because that dam was in the urine, and wasn't rerouted, because there was no strain, so it came out naturally. And if it came out naturally, it's coming from the urinary tract, and it will be a dam maka. And Rav Yossi says no, benkach ubenkach tahora. Rav Yossi says no, that benkach ubenkach she's tahora. Why? Because you don't have to assume that the dam was rerouted. Because urinary tract dam, even if you have to strain a little bit, it's still coming out from the urinary tract, and any dam that comes with it is dam maka and should be muteris. Yes.
Scientifically, do we know that if what we're standing, it actually does go to the core? Is that like, do we have evidence of that, or is that just an assumption of the model?
That's a good question. You'd have to ask a doctor to see if that's. It seems to be, somewhat of a chiddush in the seas that is the way the Gemara understood that assumption. Okay, so that's the first factor. Was she Omedes or was she Yoshevis? And then the Gemara has another discussion of how it came out. Did it come out dripping or did it come out with force? Because if dam is coming with the urine comes out with a force, right, with a stream. So then that would be indicating that blood is, Damaka coming out with the urinary tract. If the blood is dripping out, so that's damnida. The damnida doesn't come out, it doesn't shoot out. It comes out dripping out, so to speak. So the Gemara had, so that's another factor. So one second. So the Gemara says here, look inside. Maishna omedes daminim regalai hadil mokav aysidam yoshev nami neima meregalai hadil mokav aysidam ama shmuel bimizanekes. So the Gemara says yoshev nami neima meregalai hadil aysidam. So the Gemara says Abashmul Bemezanekis, says Rashi, let's see Rashi. Bezanekis Makalachas. The cave is enough of Bikiluach the Orcha, load the Chikav, Lahoda Meraglaim, Lamokar. Fain Derek Dam Mokar, let's say it's Yim Meraglaim. In other words, if it's Mezanekis, So the Rashi says, "Came the Nafak the Kiluach, Ki Orcha. It's coming out with a stream. Lo Dchika, Lo Hadu Meiraglayim Lo Mokav. In Derech Dam Mokav, Let's Say Sim Meiraglayim. Aval Shoseses, I did the Ugma Nafshahu VeIkel Meimar Hadu Ki Ilu Omeres Aval Omeres Yefshar Lo Lazanik." So the Gemara says that it was. So why don't you say the same thing with Yoshevis, that it was rerouted? So the Gemara says, I'm a Shmuel, that's talking about it was Mizanekes, so therefore it's coming out of the stream, the force, so that's indicated that it's Damaka. So the Gemara says, Mizanekes, Nami Dilma Bosu the Tamu Maya Asudam. Maybe no, maybe after the urine is finished, then the Dam is going to come out. Amar Rav Abba b'Yoshevis al Sfas ha-Seifel. U'muzanekes b'toch ha-Seifel. Nimtza dam ha-Seifel. So the Gemara has another factor. And that is where the dam fell. Did the dam fall on the side of the toilet seat? That would be indicating that it would just drip out. If it would fall in the middle of the toilet seat, that would indicate that it came out with a force. So in other words, even if you want to tell me that after the zinuk it fell out, but if it was falling, if the dam fell in the middle, then obviously the dam came out with the urn. So that's the okay. So these are the factors here. Was it Yosheves? Was it Nuzanekis? Right. Well, the Meir Glayim was... And the Dam is... And the Dam...
Then it's like the Dam came with it. If it was Shosheses...
Well, one second, let's go slowly. I mean, the right, the... Yes. The Maisha Dam, Meres Damin Meir Glaim Hadol Mokav. I see Dam Yisheves Nami Neim Meir Glaim Hadol Mokav. I see Dam Am Shmuel Mezaneches. So Mezaneches Dam Dom Losa the Tamu Maya Asu Dam. Right. I'm Rav Abba Yisheves Al Sfas Al Seifa Mezaneches. The Tocha Seifa. What's the Dam Tocha Seifa? The Misa the Losa Tamu. My as by the way, okay. So how do we paskin in this Shiloh? So the Rambam, Herkei Aluch Yud Zayin says, Isha she ishtina, page 2. Mayim v'yotzadam imei aglayim, bein she ishtina v'yomedes, bein she ishtina v'yoshevis, reizu tohor. This is the first Rambam we learned at the beginning of the year. This is the Rambam of the Hargasha. This is Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, he passes like Rabbi Yossi. Ben Shir Sheves, Ben Shir Omedes. You could assume that it's Damaka. Because Shishtina, so that's where it is. That's the Rambam. But the Rush, let's see the Rush. So the Rush discusses how we should paskin in this case. So he says literally. Yeah, 1 second. So the Rush says, starting the first column of the Rush. Hilka Chamedes Afal Gav the Mizanekis Temeya, In other words, what are the things, the pro nida, the tzad to say that it's not nida, is omedis, is yoshevis, and mizanekis. Mizanekis also, because if it's coming out, the meraglayim and the blood with the meraglayim is coming out. Mizanekis means the meraglayim is mizanekis, but the blood is in the meraglayim. So the meraglayim, the blood is also mizanekis. So that's an indicator that it's also not nida blood. So in other words, yoshevis is indicating that it's not nida because it shouldn't reroute when it's yoshevis, and mizanekis is not in the. So the question is, you see, the Rambam shita was Rabbi Yossi. It's always mutter, even if you have all the odds against you, meaning your omedes and your shosh, and it's the blood of shoshesis. You know, it's we always assume it's that machir. That's Rabbi Yossi. But within Rabbi Meir, the question is, he says it depends, but what does he require? Does he require that it should be yoshevis and mizanekis? Because if you have yoshevis u mizanekis, so then you have tati lativusa. Then you have two strikes to assume that it's okay, because if she's yoshevis, it's not rerouting, and if she's mizanekis, it's not rerouting. So what do you need? But many of the driver of Meir Lohashkan and the time of Yossi, if I had the Muki, Hashash, the Shevis, the Masis, the Yoshevis, the Sfas, Hasefo, Umuzanekas, the Tok Hasefo, Nira, the Haina Dapkin, the Meir, the time of Yoshevis, the Shoses, the Silka, the Mazanekas, Nami, he can make us the boss of the time of the Maya Pascha Zinuk, and the Maya Yossi and Begura, the Havi Lake Mo Shoses, because of Meir Glein, the Mokar, the Yodam, while Rabbi Yossi, the Mitar, the Omedes, the Tire Omedes, the Chadim Lativusa, the Mazanekas, the Yoshevas, the Shoses, the Dami Lochaish. So he says that Rabbi Meir requires. So there's my focus, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. So the question is, what do you need? How much do you need? Tati Lativusa? Do you need Chadim Lativusa? So he says, so when the Gemara says Yoshevis, the Mastisim Yoshevis Fas HaSeifo Muzanekis Atoch HaSeifo Nira Hainu Davke L'Ameir the time of Yoshevis Vishosesis Hilchav Muzanekis Nami Ikin L'Meichash Nebos of the time of Mayu Pasek Adam Zinov Hena Mayim Yosim Medvura Havi Lekim Mo Shosesis Chazum Egram Mokov Aval Rabbi Yossi in the Mitar Omedes Bechad Al-Tivusa the Mizanekes V'Yoshev is Roshan Nami Lochayish Hilch Rebosu Tam Maya Osu Dam Mitar Yoshev Zuchol Inya So that's the question. Which of when do they require Chad Al-Tivusa and when do they require Tati Al-Tivusa? So he says, on the fourth line, he says, "From half Pirusha Loshka the Matay Rav Yossi Baomedes the Shoseses." If you're Omedes and the Shoseses, so that's much. You don't need anything. Came into the Rameir Loayel the Zanekes Rav Yossi Tia Mashiti Me Rameir. In other words, if Rameir is talking about. He's talking about Mizanekis Rav Meir, and Rav Yossi is Mitaher, the Mashatime Rav Meir, and Omedes Vishosheses, lie by the mayor. In other words, the mayor is not talking about Omer Nishosesis, because Omer Nishosesis is Tarti Lareyasa, so he's not talking about that. So then Rav Yossi is not being matar yet. In other words, Rav Yossi is matar whenever Rav Yossi, Rav Meir, was matame. So he's saying Rav Meir was... So Rav Meir is not going to... Give Rav Meir Laim El Mezanekes. So Rav Meir is talking about Mezanekes, right? El Mezanekes. And... So he requires mezanekes, and he also requires what? Yosheves. So, l'kach perush l'olash v'meir tiyam ashtemi v'meir. Avav omedes v'shoseses lo'ayri bei v'meir, l'ashkan matar bei Rav Yossi. Had the muki hashas yosheves, the masnis yosheves al svas ha-seifel, mezanekes l'toch ha-seifel, nira d'hayna dafka, Mayor. The time of Yosheves and Shoseses, Hilchach Mezanekes, so he's saying that Chayinu Dafka Lera Mayor. The Metame of Yosheves, so he says Remeir is Metame if it's Yosheves the Shoseses. Hilchach Mezanekes Nami Yigel Meichas Dabas the Tabu Maya Upasak Azinuk Ena Mayim Yotzi Mekvura Havi Like Kamo Shoseses Vechozu Meg Rayim Lamok Of Hevu Adam Vav Yotzi Betar Omedes Bechadel Tevusa. Rav Yossi, in other words, Rav Yossi is Metaher Bechadel Tevusa. So as he's saying, the Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi is Bechadel Tevusa. So if you have Chadel Tevusa, either that it's Omedes, or Yosheves, or Mezanekes. You can have either one. So Rav Yossi would say that's okay, and Rav Meir says no, that's not okay. You wouldn't be good enough. Well, you need Yosheves and Mezanekes. Rav Yossi the Mutar Medes Bechadel Lativusa the Mezanekes Yosheves the Shoseses Nami Oyer Dil Mosa Tav Maya etc.
Is Rav Yossi is replied by Tatu Reusa. Rav Yossi also is Mutar, right?
Right.
By Tatu Reusa, even Rav Yossi is not
ready. Right. But if you have Chadel Lativusa,
that is
Mater. And Rav Meir, if you have
one thing. One Lativusa,
he's
Iasus.
Yeah. So that's the, So one second. So that's if you look at Shulchan Aruch for a second. Shulchan Aruch brings the din down. So first he quotes the Rambam. That's the Mechaber on page 16. Isha Shekhina. Mayim. Yotadam. He may regulate. May 16 of your medes, may 16 of your shevus, raise the Torah. So that's the Rambam sheet. It's always mutter. That's the Rambam sheet. It's always mutter. He holds like Rav Yossi. It's always mutter. So main 16 of your shevus, main omedes, a few higish gufa. That's the Rambam. Even though there could be hargoshes, but. What is a hargasha if it's not dam nida? It's dam maka, so you can have all the hargasha in the world. But if it's dam maka, so the Rambam says, if it's coming out with the urine, we paskin like Rav Yossi, then you can assume it's urinary tract and it's mutter. Then the Ramach says, he quotes the Rosh Hagah, V'yeshom Dei Mahate Al Rabbi Yosheves V'yishtina Aval Balmedes Imichalachas L'toch HaSeifel V'nim Shosh Adam Tehora. So if it's Yosheves, it's okay. If it, because Yosheves, you have one. If it's Omedes, then what? Imichalachas L'toch HaSeifel.
Mezonek.
Right, if it's Mezonek, L'toch HaSeifel Nimshosham Dam Tehora. So you need one. Either it's Yosheves, so that's a tzad that it's okay, because if it's Yosheves, no rerouting. So you can assume that it's Dam Maka, it's coming from the urinary tract. And if it's Omedes, which is a Reisa, which might indicate that it's Nida, but if it's Bekalachas, then it's not Nida, because if it's coming in the stream, if the blood is coming in the stream, that means that it's coming with the urine and it's coming in the stream. The blood is coming with a force, so that's coming out with the urine, so then you assume that it's Damaka, so even though it was Omedes, so as long as you have one good thing on your side, you're okay.
Is there an echatimsa that she is your sheves but not makalachas? In other words, can is there such a thing as your sheves, which says this?
Yeah. Anything could be.
Okay.
About Imshosim Asvas HaSeifa Olunsa Shamdam Tmeya. But if she's what? Omedes and she shoseses, so then she has what? Tarti Lireyasa, because she's Omedes, which it might indicate that it's neither. And she's also the blood is just dripping out.
You don't need to have a sefer to that. It's enough that because she has two Omedes.
So Tzfas HaSeifel is when it drips out and it comes on the Tzfas HaSeifel. Having Shosesim, that Shoseses, and she's Omedes, then she doesn't have anything good. Shoseses is when it just drips out. Because, you know what I'm saying? When it shoots out. Shoseses, it drips out. So the Ramah's quoting the Rosh, saying that if you'll have chad letivusa, so that's good enough. You need chad letivusa. So if you have chad letivusa, it'll be good enough. So either you need yosheves, or you need mekalachas, and that'll be good. So those are indicated that it's not neither, so that'll be good. And how do you know that it's shosesis? Well, you see the blood in the middle of the toilet. So that obviously it went out in force. It didn't just drip out. And according to Rabbi Yossi, so when you have the chad letivusa, it will be good according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yossi, it wouldn't be good. According to Rav Meir, Chadli Tivusa would be good. But if it's if you have Tarti Lareyasa, it wouldn't be good. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it would be good. Right? In other words, so okay. According to the first sheet of the Rambam, Rav Yossi's matir even tarti l'reisa, and that's who he passed. It's like, and according to the other sheet, is we pass like Rav Meir, and Rav Meir requires at least chad l'tivusa. Right? Chad l'tivusa. If you have chad l'tivusa, the mayor says that would be okay. And Rav Yossi wouldn't even require that. One second. And then the third shita is v'yesh. V'yesh on the field of shevis ein l'hatir. And the third sheet is Rabbeinu Hananel, that you need tarti l'tivusa. Because again, the Rambam says we paskin like Rav Yossi, you don't need anything with tivusa. According to the Rosh, we paskin like Rav Meir, but Rav Meir himself requires what? Chad l'tivusa. And according to Rabbeinu Hananel, we paskin like Rav Meir. And so he says, "Dafil miyoshev esayim lahate." You need tarti l'tivusa for Rav Meir. You need Shevis and Mikalachas. According to who?
The Rosh.
The Rosh, right.
The Rosh is the Matayah.
The Rosh is Matayah and Chada. And he's possibly like Rav Yossi, right. You're right. In other words, he's possibly in Chad L'tivusa, but you need what?
According to the Rosh.
You need Chad L'tivusa, according to the Rosh. And according to Rav Meir holds that Chad L'tivusa is not good. Right. But we pass it like Rav Yossi. Right.
Okay. Even
Rabbeinu Hananel says that what? That you need tarti l'tivusa. The chad is a kesem. And the tarti l'tivusa that you need is who shita? Chad l'tivusa, you're good according to
the Rosh.
According to who shita?
Rav
Yossi. So the 3 days in Shulchan Aruch are whether, and then we'll fit them into the Tanaim. The Mechabah sheet is you don't need that. Everything is always good. If it's Dan the Meir Glaim, it's always Mutter. And then the first day in the Ramah is the sheet of Harosh that you just need Chad L'tivusa. You either need Yoshevis or Mekalachas. And the Rabbeinu Hananel sheet is you need Tarti L'tivusa. You need your Sheves and the Kalachas. And if you only have Chad, then it's a Kesem. So one second. So those are the three cheetahs. Yeah. Here show me the field of your Sheves and Lahati Elam Kalachas. That's Tarti L'tivusa. So those are three sheetahs. What do you need? You either need, again, according to the Mechaber, you don't need, it's always mutter. That's Rav Yossi. Main omedes, ben yosheves, and main what? And even if it's what? And even if it's not Mekalachas, even if it's Shoshesis, it's going to be Mutter. That's the Rambam Shita. Must be possible like Rav Yossi. And the Rosh says, no, the Machlokas, Rav Yossi and Rav Meir is about Lot, about Chad L'Tivusa, that Rav Yossi says it's okay. Chad L'Tivusa, and Rav Meir says it's not okay. It's not okay. You know, so if you only have Chad L'Tivusa, it's no good. And then the third sheet is they're arguing Lot, that you need Chati L'Tivusa. And if you only have Chad L'Tivusa, it's a Kesem according to Rav Meir. And that's the Rabbein Hanano. So it comes out that if a woman urinates, so this Rav Abadi always asks, so it's the first question he always asks, is she Sephardi or Ashkenazi? If she's Sephardi, then he says, so then it's Mutter, because it's a Dam and Meiraglayim, Sephardi, so it's you don't need anything. Anytime it's Dam and Meiraglayim, you could assume that it's a Makkah. If she's Ashkenazi, so then the choshish is for Rabbeinu Hanano, that because today the poskim say that we're not bucky, and what's the Sidre Tara says we're not bucky on page 19. Mount last three lines on the bottom left. So therefore, we assume that you never get Tarti L'Tivusa. So if you don't get Tarti L'Tivusa, so then it's only Chad L'Tivusa. So according to Rabbeinu Hanano, it's going to be a kesem, and then once it's a kesem, then you have to be done. Is the water mekabel tumu, or is the water not mekabel tumu? And that's the whole discussion, you know. Or do you have less than a gris, or do you have more than a gris? Or there's the water. So if you look back in the Rush, so that's what he says, that Rav Yossi Tia Mashem Tamei Rav Meir. Rav Yossi says that the Oyvah Meir who Ashkem the Batai Bei Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says so that's Tati L'Reisa, so Rav Meir is not going to be Betire that. So then that's not what Rav Yossi is. Lashkam with the Betire, so that's not what Rav Yossi is Betire. Rav Yossi is only Betire Chad L'Tivusa, and Rav Meir is saying that you need Tarti. The mayor says you need Tarti L'Tivusa within the Rosh. And according to Rabbeinu Hanano, you want to see the Rabbeinu Hanano, page 5. So this Rabbeinu Hanano, but this is Dr. Horvitz's printing of the Rabbeinu Hanano. From the Kahir, Cairo Geniza, page 5. Rav Yossi Matar, Rav Perish, Rav Yossi Lam Vagami Matar. In other words, Rav Yossi is Matar, meaning if you had Chadla, Rav Yossi Matar, Chadla Tivusa, Midaraisa. It's also talking about Chadla Tivusa. So in other words, the Rosh says, it's talking about Chala Tivusa is the Machlokes. The Rabbi Yossi says, that's good enough. And the Meir says, it's not good enough. The other way to say it is they're arguing Mechad L'Tivusa, that Yossi is saying it's good enough, and the Meir saying it's not good enough, you need Tarti. But his added chiddush is that Rabbi Yossi, when he says it's good Matayr, only Midaraisa. But Midarabanan is still good.
And
Rameh
would be
Mitame Midaraisa? And Rameh would be Mitame Midaraisa. So again.
In other words, he's kosher.
Yes, one second. So that's the three shittas here. Again, according to the Rambam, Rav Yosei is Matayer in all cases, even if you have Tati L'Reisa. Right? Rav Yosei is Matayer. Ben Yomedes, Ben Yosheves, right? That's the Rambam. And then, according to the Rosh, Rav Yosei is Matayer Chad L'Tivusa, and the Meir is Matame, and according to Rabbi Hananel, Rabbi Yossi is Chad L'Tivusa, but it has to be what? That's only Midaraisa, but Midarabanan it's no good. So it comes out that if you have, according to Rambam, everything is good, and according to Rabbi Hanano, it's always going to be, I mean, if you have Tati L'Tivusa, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. But L'Maisa, that we don't have Tati L'Tivusa because we're not sure that it was really Mizanakas, so you're not Baki, so we would treat it like L'Chumra, like we have Chaga L'Tivusa, and then therefore it's considered a Kesem.
I just want to be, why does Rabbeinu Hanana learn from there that if you have Chaga L'Tivusa, you must have a Midaraisa because
it's in
our
Goshen,
is that it?
Who?
Rabbeinu
Hananel think it's only if you have.
He says Mamea would be Matamim and Araisa if there's only one with Tivusa, right? We just said.
Rameir, it was their argument with Chad L'Tivusa, and Rameir is.
Rabbi Yossi would be Matamim and Rabbanan, Rameir would be Matamim and Araisa.
Right.
What's the
spur
of
Rabbi
Araisa here?
Right. So, yeah. But that's what Rabbi Tuffin always pointed out, that we, even us, the Machmirim, are only Machmirim that it's a Kesem. So therefore, doesn't that show that we're not Choshish L'Hargosha?
The point is, Rabbi Hanan, it seems we are Choshish L'Hargosha.
No, but if we pass it like Rabbi Yossi.
Right.
So it's only the Rabbana.
Only the Kesem. Is still going on Rabbi Yossi? It's just that he had that thing that would never be sure, so it's going
to
be.
Right, in other words, theoretically, if you have Tati with Tivusa, you're okay. But if you have Chad. Right.
Why can't that be like a mayor?
No, but then because if you have Chada, then we're Machmir. What's his Lashon? What's his Lashon? To me, I'm going to call you into a fucking dog. You show them the field of Sheves, right? In the Hatel of Kalachas. They need Tarti L'Tivusa. And Nimsa Hadam B'tocha Safo Avalim Al Sasa Seifo Tameya Uva Medes Chulim Tameya B'hochi Nog. Kol Zeim Nimsa Dam B'mikra Aval Isha Shragil Alos Dam B'mirgla Uma Geshus Ke'ev B'shasha B'telz Mayim Gona Choli So he says if she feels pain during the time she's motzi dam, so that should be a raya that that it's some type of infection.
But now she feels pain before in that area.
Right. She says pain during.
Then
how could he say it has the kind of chesem? He said it would have the clue of chesem. It wouldn't make sense. One second, one second.
Yeah, the next
stage.
Then.
And if you look in the Sefer, I'll show you in the Sefer Derech Basami, he summarizes it nicely. Here, take a look. Take a look here on page 23. Pasuk Maran, the bottom left side. Pasuk Maran of Shulchan Aruch, Isha Shishtina Mayim, Fiyatzadam in Meir Aglaha, Ben Shishtina V'Yomedes, Ben Shishtina V'Yosheves, Harei Zutahora, Afilu Hagisha Gufa V'Nezodeh, Eina Choshash, that's the Rambam. Pasuk L'Kula Karambam, Siyatam, Kevin Dashak L'Vatayim, B'Gemara, Valim Ad Rameir B'Chudei, Sulosh, Shnon Lon Mayim, Da'asikru B'Gemara, V'Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, Hilchah Lomi by the Torah, Rabbi Yosheves, Alfilu Omedes, Begam Shoseses Torah. Because the whole thing in the Gemara was only a Libid Rameir, but Rabbi Yossi is always Torah. The Talid is Adam Me'amacha. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Then in the Ramah brings two days, so there we show you Shalom Dein Lothira El Yosheves V'Hishtina, that you need, of all medicine, Mechalach, Mechal Sefel, if you have Tati, a race, it's no good. But if you have Chada, so the Shabbos Afil Shoses, so Mechalach, Afil, Medis Torah, Chada, a race, Alom, Lom, Taminon, you need Chada, Latibusa. And that's the first Mishita, and the Deshnia, is the filo a filo Yosheva same hatia Ella you need two things. You need the tarti for tivusa. It's only the filo Yosheva same hatia Ella mchalachas nimsa adam tocha seifel. But Zoshitas Rabbi Hananel Marami Rutenberg Mordechai. Binyam Zeva O the Mahbirim with Tame Tumas Kesim. Nutzah Posak Khumra Kalishna Basa with us Maram Luka Rush. And these be Halvush of Sasa Tame Kholini in a field of Yosheves, Fim Omeris Tame Kholini in a field of Kalachas, Avada Rachmutzar, Agam the Makalachas. So you need two titles, Ema Hatil of Yosheves and Kalachas, you can title it Tivusa. But that which you need to Dam Tach Sefo. So then we know it's chiluach, but if it's mas, then it's temeya, but only midraban. So So that's the, so therefore the Maisa comes out that the so the most chumradik thing that we would pass in the halacha is like Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah. And Marami Rutenberg.
How can the Yosemite say that we're not able to be mapping between which is really a
mathematics
or not
mathematics?
Right?
Give one second. And take a look, if you would. Okay, so those are the shittas. So bottom line is, when a woman has dam in the Meiraglayim, so for the Rambam it's mutter straight away. So that's what the Rav Avadi always asked: is it a Sephardi or an Ashkenazi? If it's a Sephardi, then he's mekel right away. If it's Ashkenazi, so then. Then he's more machmir. He once told me, Rav Avadi, that basically the whole day she wasn't staining, and it only happened one time. So he thought that maybe even the Ashkenazim could be makeup. They hold it's ikar din, that it's mutter, it's just they're machmir, but maybe they're only machmir in the case where there was some staining during the day. So then you could assume that there was some damnida, but there was no staining during the day, and it's only like this. So he thought that would be had to even for Ashkenazim that she saw, and there was no staining otherwise.
Didn't Rav Avadi Yosef believe that everyone should be Sephardi?
He's Rav Avadi, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Not Rav Avadi Yosef.
No.
I'm thinking of someone different then.
Yeah.
I think it's the that way, because if you think about it, even the brush is not here. Okay. He's not saying Vados, he says, like, going into the Gemara, like, Yosef is just standing to Rav Meir, so to speak. And Rav Meir was talking about Chada, so Rav Yosef says, so to speak, like, I'm Nekel Bechada. But it could be Rav Yosef, if you'd ask him on a different day, he would say, yeah, Nekel Bechardi, but, you know, you would the raise so. But that's not what the neither
of
the Gemara was, like,
Lo
Nimsa, that
Rav
Yosef, like, on the
so rush. In other words, you're saying the rush.
Yeah, the rush.
The rush is saying...
So we heard it.
Yeah, the rush.
Like, Lo Nimsa, like, I don't see, like, on the books, Rav Yosef being Lamaisa Mach, more... The Gemara, he's just trying to remember. Mir says that I'm Mach there. By Chag. Rav Yosef says, I'm Megil by
Chag. We can assume that for sure whatever the Rav was saying, he's responding to that.
Right.
And
yeah,
then he's making
more, maybe, but like Lo Nimsa, that.
Right.
So Ramad
Lon
is down there, right.
So Ramad Lon is also the HPH, and the aim of Hakim, LBHM.
So question two questions. Does tiva onim apply to the liquid? Meaning, let's say there's a different color liquid. So let's say it's yellow and urine.
Yeah, that's where Andrew Schwartz once asked this question to Rav Avraham Cohen. So you have to see what he answered him. But Pashut answer, I thought, was that Sivonim's only did in Begadim. Sivonim's only did in Begadim. Well, that's the Pashut trap. Because you have to realize one thing. That this color of my skin is, the poskim say, this is called tzivon. Just look. This is white. My skin is different than this. This is white. And even the wall here, too, you can move. It's off white, also different than my skin.
Yeah, they had clothing that white.
Right, yeah, that's what I was wondering, that, too.
They got it that clean.
Wool color is not white.
Or this clean. with Kala.
And that's also.
It's also down to my Kala. So that's how, you know, Ariely said, Tzivonim, so that's what's called the nude, the color of nude is considered the Tzivonim, so that's the stockings color. So, in other words, you know, they talk about what about a Kushi? Is it a Tzivonim? So, but the question is not only in the Kushi, the question is really on everyone. Anytime you find out the Basar, it should be Tzivonim. So why do you say it's all Tzivonim? So I think the Pasha Pshat is that it's only in the Kodim.
Is that not Pasha of the whole Sugya of Meir Goliath? I mean, it's colored, yet it still could be a Kesem.
Right, so that was what Rabbi Schwartz says for a final Kodim. So that he's, you know, so I forget what he gave him a different Teretz. I forget what he said, but I think the simple Teretz to that Kasha, you know, as you see from Rabbi Meir Goliath, is still considered a Kesem. So Rabbi Schwartz says for a final column, but isn't it Tzivonim? So I forget what he answered him, but I think the simple answer is that Tzivonim is only a din in Begadim. You have Begadim Tzivonim, like Rabbi Tom said, a ruin fight scene, it's a carryover from Hilchos Megayim. That there's no din Megayim, but Begadim Tzivonim. And that's how, but by, but if it's not a din in Begadim, just like in Harai, you see, a person has dam on their thigh, so that we don't call that Tzivonim, even though that's the color of Tzivonim, because it's not white. Right?
How do you measure a gris in the water?
Yeah, so a gris in the water, so it depends. If you hold that a gris, the water is makabel tumah, the water, you know, so then it has to be very small.
But doesn't liquid spread it like
right, that? Right, that's why it's very difficult to measure the grist in the water. That's why if it's very small, then it'll be okay. If it's not so small, so then if you're assuming that there's no, if it's not the tame, the water, so then it'd be bigger. Mm-hmm. But if you assume...
the Shamash in the park that I last year.
Right, so but we said it's a machlokes, like the Pnei Bosom didn't like this idea that it's considered not matame. So that has to be very small. If you hold it that the Mayim Shebekarka is not makabel tumah, it can be a little bit bigger. But like Rabbi Chaska Roth said, once it gets too big, then he's already not willing to be makel.
With the, you said that the Tzivonim was only din by the Gadim. Does that have anything to do with the fact that the Metzias may be different? I mean, if you have blood on your skin, it's not absorbed into your skin. Just on the outside of your skin, whereas the blood is in a garment, it absorbs
maybe
into the fabric.
That's an interesting point. But does it absorb a little bit?
I mean, if you have a drop of blood on this table, you're going to be able to see the color probably.
Right, but the pores of the skin, won't it seep into the pores of the skin?
Yeah, but not to the same extent.
I
also don't know exactly what the Metzias is when we're describing blood on that. On the body. We're talking about something that dried and is...
There's a kesem. She sees a stain on her thigh.
It still seems to me that it would be on the outside of the skin primarily. Right?
Yeah, but it'll still seep in. Maybe it won't seep in to the same degree it would seep in by clothing. What do you say?
If you differentiate it, then you just see some on the surface and then it's not to the clothes. In the case of the skin, it's only on the surface. In the case of clothes, it's only by the fully goes in.
Right. Yeah, so we assume that, I don't know if it's all goes in. I mean, the mice, something will still be on the outer one part.
So, if there's chadalei reusa by ashkenazim within a toilet, how does Rebbe, what's Rebbe do in terms of
that? So first I daven, that should be less than a gris, so I won't have to deal with this. But if it's more than a gris, sort of like Chesko Ross says, if it's more than a gris, so it's not, as long as it's not too much more.
And Rebbe calls the mice that both the toilet and the water are not compatible to
us. Right. So that was the discussion we had yesterday, last time.
So I'm saying, what did Rebbe hold?
Yeah. So I heard, you know, from you know, Rav Tzinner, you know, I'm speaking of Gabriel Tzinner, Shalita, so he's a Talmud of the Kuparov. So the Kuparov held that it's not Mekel Multumah.
But then, how do you say
Rav
Kanano? If you want to call that water, it's not Mekel Multumah, how does Rav Kanano?
So then you have to say, I think what maybe Rabbi Willock said, that they had pockets, potties. Like my son, a potty.
There's still a rabbi in there.
No, but I'm saying it's not the karka. You're asking.
But it's in the water. You're saying there's the water. Oh,
you're
but
asking,
it's not mine from a karka. Meaning
right.
There's no.
Right.
Portable.
Potty.
Rabbi
Yossi, or
he's not going to be married.
His Bishkit is that Rabbi Yossi is Matayer, but Hadley Zivusa.
Only
the
last
one. Right. And the Rosh Shita is that. Right.
We're not saying anymore that Rabbi Yossi says Chana the Kuvus is only the Rex, so that wasn't for scratching that.
Within the rock?
I thought we said that neither Rabbanan, he says he means Tarki, but.
In other words, he's saying, he says that if you have Tarki, then you're. Then it's Mutter. If you have Chada, then he's Matayer, but he still might treat it as a Kessel. But if you would have. With Chaga. And that's what we're talking about. With Tati, it wouldn't be even a cast.
Earlier, in Chuk Tati, when the Ramah gave an example of something that's not Makabal Tumma, the example was Beis Akise, Shein Makabal Tumma.
Right.
So it's funny, saying in Chuk Tati, he's talking about Beis Akise, Mokum Razna Makabal Tumma. And in Chuk Tati Aleph, he's talking about I don't have a Beis Akise, which is portable, and he didn't tell us that he changed.
Copy and paste.
Well, that one, the first one we saw, that was the Beis Akise.
So right now we're saying, but the same Ramah is quoting Rabbeinu Chanan.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't prepare steak chasm, that is just Rabbeinu Chanan, no? And then you're saying that.
So then the
Beis Akise, that's not Makabal.
Unless you say he's talking about.
That
is
Makabal.
The old Maharishi Makartas. So.
Didn't we say that even if I do have Tasha the Tivusa, according to the Hanan now, since we're not the team, it turns back into one? You can never get away with it.
Right. That's the.
So Lamais is at best only going to be a castle.
Yeah.
Rashi says that often that sitting in Masnekis is Orkhan. So how could the Sidri Kara say we're not Mapkin between. Isn't it? He's going against the.
You're asking on who? Sidri Tara. Right. Right. It makes it more difficult, right?
Is he effective shot?
Well, that's the whole. Because if you didn't say like him, then most women are the Zanekis, right? And the Yeshevas say.
So that's good.
Yeah, the whole thing says because we're putting in this chumrah. Yeah. What did you say?
It's all in Rabbeinu Chanan, but you have to deal with Stas HaSeifah.
Huh?
I mean, it's all in Rabbeinu Chanan, but you have to be mistaken to the Stas HaSeifah or the Tok HaSeifah. Like the Rosh that prepares that Rabbi Yossi, meaning Mekahe Lagam Yochad Vitibus, and everybody doesn't care about Stas HaSeifah. So if Rabbeinu Chanan at all, or being, was now being cautious, even if Rabbi Yossi, about
maybe Dom came after. Now has to be Misafe. So the Dom that came after maybe was that Tov or Al Sad. But if we hold that our Tov holds our Mokubar, there shouldn't be an Afkamin.
Right. Maybe this.
Right, why is it only Mokubar? It's only.
Only
intervene of Hanano, who now cares that Dom came after, Rosh doesn't care about that, right? They now have to know that it will.
Maybe it's still not, then if you say Mokubar, because it has, maybe if it's on the side, it needs to be routed or whatever. It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Rebbe, one more question. How did Rebbe know that Sparty was really down?
Sparty?
If they had a lot of leather foot, would he sign up on the ground with the whole thing with the maca, even if they're really down?
It's in the main regline.
Yeah. So you can have a limited amount of blood for as far as you did. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like a gallon of blood.
I mean, probably send it to the doctor.
So then
it's probably from the Makor. But if it's in the main reglaim, so then Pashas is that's the reglaim was over. After the main reglaim, the reglaim was over, that's the mak. Because the fact that it came out with the main reglaim was. Okay. Okay, complicated, but okay, so there.
Yeah, something in